തസ്മൈ ശ്രീ ഗുരവേ നമഃ. ശ്രീചൈതന്യമനോഹിഷ്ടം സ്ഥാപിതാനിന ഭൂതലൈ സ്വയം രൂപകദാ മഹ്യം ദദാതി സുഖദാന്തികം. നമോ വിഷ്ണുപാദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലൈ ശ്രീമതൈ ഭക്തിവിദാന്ത സ്വാമിനാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവേ ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശാരണ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭുനിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധര ശിവ ശ്രീ ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ ഹരേ 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 രാം ഹരേ രാം 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ വഞ്ചാകൽപ്പതരുഭ്യ കൃപാ സിന്ധുഭ്യ പതിതാനാം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ. This is our standard stuff during Brajamandal Parikrama. This is 10th year that we are beginning, 10th year of ISKCON's Brajamandal Parikrama. Of course, Narayan Maharaj has gone around how many times? Kitne baar ho gaya? Parikrama?
54
times Maharaj has gone around. So we are little bachyas in front of Maharaj. So we always come here to take association and blessings of Narayan Maharaj during Brajamandal Parikrama. We could use lots of blessings during the Parikrama. This place is Keshavji Gaudiya Math. This is very dear to us, because here Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada also spent some time. We just had a Rath Yatra in Jhansi 2 days ago. And Jhansi is a place from Jhansi Prabhupada used to come here and go back and forth for some time. And during his stay here at Keshavji Gaudiya Math, this is Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshavji Maharaj. This math is named after him. Prabhupada took sannyas from Bhakti उन्हीं का है ना तस्वीर यहाँ भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज जी जो चित्र है. सो दैट इज भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज हैज द फोटोग्राफ. हियर इज द फोटोग्राफ दैट यू सी इज भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज इज सिटिंग इन द मिडल एंड प्रभुपाद इज ऑन वन साइड एंड व्हाट इज द नेम ऑफ अदर मुनि महाराज. So two initiations took place on what was that day? Vishwarup Mahotsav day.
Last
month. Yeah, two months ago.
No, 1 month
for 2 days. Okay. So that was in 1959. So and many of us know Narayan Maharaj and Prabhupada. They were very close, and there were so many pastimes. Maharaj can tell us some again when he speaks in a few minutes. So that's so we are very much connected with this place. Our feelings are attached with this place. So we have been coming to this place, and we'll keep coming to this place year after year. As Maharaj has set example by going on more than 50 times around doing parikramas, and this is only 10th time we are going around, so we wish to go around a few more times, and whenever we go, we would like to come to this place. And the darshan of the deities on the altar, there is a deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Neem
deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are two deities, one bigger and a little higher level. So that deity, Prabhupada had that deity in Jhansi with him. So when he came to Mathura, yeah, he brought that deity with him, and he left his Mahaprabhu here. So that's another connection. Prabhupada has left his Gauranga. The deity was installed.
He told that I'm giving to
you. So Prabhupada told that I'm giving this deity to you, but he gave and Jai Ho, Gauranga. Itai Gaura Premanande. So we wish to hear a few words of encouragement and blessings from Narayan Maharaj on the
chair. Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunmihitamjena Tasmai Shri Gurave Vanchakalpatovyasya Kripasindhubhyayivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahapadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namo Yogasya. You are so lucky to come and circumambulate in Vrajmandal Parikrama. By this, anyone can attain the mercy of Radha Govinda. There are so many kinds of bhakti by which we can attain the service of Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Among them, Brajmandal Parikrama is one of them. If you go Nandagaon, Barsana, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Bhandirban, Madhuban, Talban, Kumudban, all bands, and sincerely you pray to have the mercy of Radha Kund and service of conjugal, this Brajmandal can give you easily. But you should be annabhilashunya, not with worldly desires. You will have to forget worldly desires. You know that Rupa Sanatan and Sixth Goswami, after that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, all used to live in Vrindavan. And by the mercy of Braja, Radhakund, Shyamkund, Giriraj, Govardhan, Yamuna, they have bestowed their mercy to all to realize all these things. So, Rupa Goswami has told that anyone who wants to attend, those who want to have conjugal love, they should be in Vrindavan and they should chant Hari name in the guide of any tattvajna rasik bhavuk bhakta. So you are so lucky that you are going all over Brajmandal with the Lokanath Swamiji. You know also that this is the place where our Gurudev Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaji has given renounce order, sannyas, to Abhay Charanarvinda. And then he, after taking sannyas, he became Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I know him from very early times, from 1946. I think that at that time our birth was not in this world. So from beginning 46 I know him, and I have served him when you have no birth. He left his home and he came to this place, and I requested him that you should take sannyas order, because your wife, your children and everyone, your everything has left you, so you should left them all and be sannyasi as your holy master, your Gurudev, has told you to be, to preach in Western countries in English language. Anyhow, our Gurudev, at the same time he came here, he also told him, because they were friends. I think that since 1922 or 23, they were friends. Our Guru Maharaj was so senior, and he came to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Swamiji, Asya Vedanta, Bhakti Vedanta. He came in 22 or 23rd. No? And from there they were very bosom friends. He was so learned, or Guru Maharaj was so philosopher, great philosopher, great writer and speaker. So he took here sannyas. First yajna was done. I was ordered by Gurudev that you should prepare his danda, that danda, his door and coffin and everything. So I helped him from beginning, and I did fire yajna. I made his cloth, puttari and vaibhas, and I taught him how to take all these things, how to do sannyas mantra and everything. After that he was so many months here. They used to live here in that room, myself and opposite he. He used to do Bhagavatam class. I was his Shrota student, like. He used to play on drum, mridanga. I used to sing Hari Hare Namah and all Kirtan. He was very fond of my Kirtan. When he went to Western countries, he told them, "I have no friend. You are only my friend. You should help me." I helped him sending his books, sending so many ditties, so many kartals, so many mridangs, and also very sweet peda he liked. 10 kilo at a time, 10 kilo at a time. He wrote from New York, Second Avenue, from here, there, where I have just come and I have taken darshan of that place. He told that, "Send me more. I'm so happy you are helping you in so many manners." And dated to you, he wrote me in mail letter. "Anyone has not served like you and helped like you." There are about 250 letters received from him, and I gave him some letters in Bengali, some in Hindi, in some English. I have preserved this, but most of them Satsarup Maharaj has taken to write his life sketch. When he returned from successfully establishing ISKCON, and he returned to Delhi, I was the only one man to receive in the airport. I took him in Delhi, and from there I took to Vrindavan, Radha Damodar temple. At that time, I used to cook for him. He used to roll down chapati, and I used to cook, and we both used to take Mahaprasad. When he was not gone there, he was so poor, no farthing at all with him. I used to keep my chadar there, and on that we used to sit and discuss all these things. Here he wrote Beyond Birth. Yes, that. He used to write so many articles, and from here he translated some Bhagavat, and it was published from Delhi in 3 parts perhaps only. And with that, only Gita and Bhagavat he took, only one kartal, nothing more. And he was, went where I went, 22nd Avenue, under a tree in a park, what park?
Thompson Square.
I also went. I saw him that he is sitting in the cave of any tree. We did parikrama of that. I think if he was there and I have gone there, he would have certainly embraced me, and he was so much pleased. But unfortunately he was not there. So to whom he has given sannyas and all of the things, I felt there so worried that they were all opposite to me. Even a dog of Swamiji is so much dear to me. I do pranam and respect. But this fellow, I regret for. He made all kinds of oppositions. We should be very humble to any person, any animal who has served my guru. But I don't know why they do. Even they can call all prostitutes, they can call so many Mayavadi having this tilak, but they cannot call me. I cannot go where I gave him first samadhi. And he told that you are only able to give me sannyas, qualified to give me sannyas. There were so many sannyasis of him, his god brothers also, but he only told me that you should. Because you have served me, I love like a son and disciple and a friend. But I don't know what offense I have done. They cannot see me, they can oppose, they cannot call me there. I wanted to go without any invitation, but they told that you should not come. Why all this? I pray Krishna, I pray Swamiji that they should be excused, and they have some
intelligence
to respect all Vaishnavas. Even today I respect all the persons which has been given Harinam and Diksha to him. But I don't know why that behavior. So I pray Swamiji that he should be merciful to me. I treat him like my not only friend but my Siksha Guru, not less than my Guru. What to do? It may be that I have done some faults and that is why they are angry. I was in the shade of Tamal, but Tamal had taken his shade. I was under the lap of Giriraj, but lap was taken away. I was under the Loknath Swami, where all can believe, and I became without Loknath. He is the master of all Loknath. I am in there, but I have lost his mercy also. I am not angry, I am not opposition, but I am telling my only this view, that we should try to honor the Vaishnavas and the disciples of Swamiji who are have helped him in a very little way yet. They should honor him. But why? They should realize these things. This is not Vaishnava. I want Tena Dapi Sune Chena Sarorapi Sahishnuna Amani Na Man Dena Kirtanya Sada. Always to honor Vaishnavas. If that anyone thinks that I am a Vaishnava, not I'm thinking I'm not a Vaishnava. But they should treat that I've served a little to him. They should try to honor all who have served Swamiji. I think I am praying that they should do like this. They should not be merciful, so harsh or anything to me. I want to go to Samadhi Mandir to stay and to give my offering in his Lord. But I am not allowed. I may go, but I think that I should not go. When they will call me, then I will. So you are lucky, you should go. And don't try to learn all these things. Always try to respect Vaishnavas, especially who are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are all in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. We should know. We are all in the same line of Guru, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhavendra Puri Pad, up to Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. We are in the same line. We should not think that you are separate line, we are separate line. And if you will think that we are not in that line, the Guru Parampara ki bole? Disciplic
succession.
Acharya line, then you will be cut up from the line, Vaishnava line. Because Swamiji was in this line, he has written lakhs and lakhs times here and there. that he was in that line of our Guru Parampara. Without Guru Parampara we cannot live, we cannot be Vaishnava. Otherwise we will be Sahajiya Sakhi Bheki Smart Gosai and all. So we should try to honor all our Gurus from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up to and try to be bona fide Vaishnava. Otherwise we cannot. So we should honor all Vaishnavas who has taken Harinam, even not Harinam, they are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They should be also honored. Otherwise, Vaishnava Pradhi, you know, you will be in Vaishnava Pradhi. Try to escape from Vaishnava Pradhi. Otherwise, no, this going to Vrindavan and chanting name will not do. Because he sees Krishna. Name and Krishna is same thing, no difference. Krishna has given all his power in Hari name. So name sees that who is Vaishnava, who is not Vaishnava, what he is doing, not doing, he has all done. So I pray Krishna that he should be merciful, Vrindavan Dham merciful, your Gurudev, Guru Parampara be merciful, that you should have Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaur Premanande. Only my appeal, nothing. That his death would be humble to me. And you can tell my this prayer to them. Gaur Premanande.
Loknath Swami ki jai.
In this venue, Sanatana Goswami is telling that we are not so much fortunate as gopis are. No restriction for deer, no marriage, no shame. Anyone is not telling that you should not go to Krishna. They can go direct there, but we cannot go. There are so many
obstacles
and
bindings
on us. Our body is also a binding. Everything. So, वो कैसे पूजा करती हैं? वो पशु जाति. स्वभाव तो विवेक ही है. कैसे मेरी मृत्यु हो जाएगी कि नहीं होगी, क्या होगा, हम नहीं समझते. इसे वो विवेक देखी है. दिस एनिमल्स आर सो मच अनवाइज. दे कैनट एसोसिएट विथ वैष्णवास. दे कैनट हियर हरिकथा. दे कैनट मीट साधु संत एनीथिंग. इसलिए विवेकहीन है. दे आर सो फुलिश. किंतु ओ कृष्ण ने इनको वंचना नहीं की. कृष्ण की सेवा से ये वंचित नहीं हुई कभी. यदि एक आदमी मूर्ख रहे भी, कुछ भी ज्ञान नहीं है और कृष्ण का नाम करता है, भजन करता है, तो वो सर्वोत्तम व्यक्ति. हमने ये अनुभव किया. हमारे गुरु भाई थे, उनको लोग पागल समझते थे और वो यहाँ पर वृंदावन नवद्वीप से यहाँ आए. बोलना भी नहीं जानते हैं, बंगला भी नहीं बोल सकते, तो हिंदी की तो बात. और बड़े बड़े अफसरों के पास में चले जाते और उनकी चेयर पर बैठ जाते. कहते कृष्ण भजन करा, कृष्ण भजन करा, ऐसे अंग्रेजी से सिखाते.
नहीं है मंगल नहीं नहीं मंगल नहीं अटपटी भाषा में जाते और वो लोग हाथ जोड़ करके उनके सामने में खड़े हो जाते और पगड़ी लंबी बांधते थे, आंख से कम देखते थे, उम्र भी कुछ हो गई थी, किंतु लोग उनको आदर करते, हम लोग भी आदर करते, हम लोग उनको चिढ़ाते भी थे कभी कभी, कभी कभी गुरु महाराज सो रहे थे चिड़चिड़ा में, तो हम लोग चिढ़ाते थे और वो खूब हल्ला कर उठता, तो गुरु महाराज उठ करके एक दिन रात में करीब करीब 10-11 बजे विश्राम कर रहे थे सब लोग और हम लोग उसको कुछ कर रहे थे, चिमटी काट रहे थे और वो जोर से चिल्लाए गुरु जी उठ करके और उसको जाकर के अपना जूता उठा करके जूता से दो एक जूता और हम लोग भाग गए थे। दूसरे दिन जा करके गुरु जी से नालिश करता है, गुरु महाराज एरा अमा के काल के धरे अमरा के पीटीए छे एरा और अमा के नाना प्रकारे संकट छे, गुरु जी और की बोलने तेन मुस्कुरा करके बस रहा, बहुत उसको स्नेह करते थे, हम लोग उनको आदर करते थे, तभी हम लोग का स्वभाव ऐसा है। तो हम समझते हैं और विचार करते हैं कि वो धन्य, उसकी जितना विवेक जितना जो कुछ था निष्कपट, एक पैसा भिक्षा करके एक पैसा अधेला नहीं रखता था, अधेला नहीं रखता था, जो कुछ होता था गुरु जी को इतने वो थे, ऐसे गुरु जी हमको यदि हरिनाम दे देंगे तो मैं कल से भिक्षा खूब करूंगा, फिर हरिनाम हो गया हमको यदि भिक्षा देंगे तो अधिक भिक्षा करूंगा। अच्छा तो उन्होंने कहा कि हमको यदि बाबा जी वेश दे देंगे तो मैं जरूर करूंगा, तो बाबा जी भी वेश उसको दे दिया, देखो परमहंस वेश उसको परमहंसी वेश, तो इसलिए मूर्खता बड़ी नहीं है भगवान का, एकांतिक रूप में यदि मूर्ख भी पशु पक्षी कीट पतंग नहीं करते हैं तो उस जगत के वंदनीय और पूज्य हो जाते हैं। हम लोग भी उनकी मनी मन में वंदना करते थे, पूजा अभी भी कर रहे हैं, इसलिए भाई वो बुद्धि शुद्धि कोई काम नहीं आ गई, वही आदमी बुद्धिमान है जो कि कीर्तन जगह के द्वारा चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी की उपासना करते हैं। क्या श्लोक तो क्या कृष्ण ये मूर्खों ने से किया, कृष्ण उसको वंचित कर दे अपने पास नहीं आने देंगे, मूर्खों को जो कुरूप है उनको कृष्ण अपने पास में नहीं आने देंगे, जो दरिद्र है उनको भगवान नहीं आने देंगे, यदि वो हृदय से भगवान को पुकारता है तो कृष्ण उसको ग्रहण कर, उनके लिए शरीर का कोई मूल्य नहीं आत्मा का मूल्य, किंतु जो शरीर भगवान का भजन करता है वो भी पवित्र बन जाता है, जगत के लिए वंदनीय हो जाता है। हाँ कृष्ण को ये अधन्य ये हिरण्य प्रणयावलोकन के द्वारा विरचित संभार, संभार माने कहते हैं उपकरण, प्रणय लोकन ये प्रदीप घी का मिला हुआ प्रदीप और सब उपकरण हैं, ये विरचित उपकरणों के द्वारा इनकी पूजा किया, आंखों के द्वारा विचित्र विचित्र भावों के साथ में उनकी पूजा हो सकती है, वही कर सकते हैं जो इस विषय को जानते हैं, प्रेम रस को जानते हैं वो लोग कर सकते हैं। भाव कुसुम कितने तरह के भाव कुसुम हैं, एक दो नहीं, वो कृष्ण से बातचीत करती हैं कैसे, अपने अवलोकन के द्वारा दृष्टिभंगी के साथ, बुलाना होगा तो कृष्ण को बुला लेंगी, आंखों से ही बुलाएंगे, आंखों से बातचीत करेंगे, आंखों से हंसेंगे, आंखों से हृदय की भावनाएं व्यक्त करेंगे और उनके भावों को समझ लेंगे, किंतु कौन जिनके हृदय में प्रेम है और जिनके हृदय में प्रेम नहीं है वो नहीं कर सकते। कृष्ण भी दूसरों की तुलना में ऐसे वैसे कृपा अवलोकन करके किसने भी उसके बदले में उनके तरफ प्रणत से अवलोकन करके उनकी पूजा को ग्रहण कर
यहां पर ही धन्यास मूढ़ मतयो अपि अथवा बी शब्द विरचितम
विरचितम
कहिए उन्हीं के द्वारा यह संभव
ऐसा प्रेम विदेश से जो व्यक्ति है उसी के लिए यह संभव है, दूसरों के लिए नहीं।
घर में 50 नौकर हैं, बहुत बड़े आदमी हैं, 500 नौकर हैं, कोई 500, कोई 600, कोई 1000 रुपया महीने, कोई 10000 रुपया भी महीना ले रहे हैं, काम सब कर रहे हैं, और पत्नी कुछ नहीं करती, उसकी बेटी कुछ नहीं करती, बेटा कुछ नहीं करते, उसकी पत्नी भी कुछ नहीं करती, रसोई दूसरे बना रहे, सब काम कर रहे हैं। ये एक बार बातें आएंगे हंस करके उसे दो चार बातें कर लेती हैं, बस अपना सर्वस्व उसको दे देते हैं, उनको तो महीना देंगे और इसका सर्वस्व उनका है, उनकी संतान का है, किस लिए? बस आंखों से ही बातें हो जाएंगी, अपने प्रेम को दूसरे के प्रति प्रकाशित करेंगे। और यदि कोई किसी से मेल प्रीति नहीं है तो आंखें बतला देगी कि इसके प्रति हम कुछ नहीं है, आंखें सुनी रहेंगी, सार रही, उसको व्यक्ति समझ लेता है। वी कैन नो दिस पर्सन हैज सम अफेक्शन फॉर मी और नॉट बाय सीइंग द फेस, एस्पेशली व्हाट इज फेस, आई, बट इन फेस ऑल्सो the eyes are most important. इसलिए और भी करें कृष्ण सार अर्थात कृष्ण पति के सहित आगमन करती हैं। कोई भी पुरुष जाति में ऐसा नहीं करेगा, कोई भी, बहुत संकीर्ण है, साधारण लोगों के लिए मना है। यहां तक कि ऐसा भी देखा जाता है कि किसी भी दूसरे पुरुष को पैर छूकर कभी प्रणाम नहीं करना चाहिए, ऐसा भी लगा पति को भी परमेश्वर जान करके उनकी सेवा करनी चाहिए। वो लंगड़े लूढ़े सब कुछ हो तो भी, अर्थहीन हो सब प्रकार से, किंतु ये कहीं नहीं लिखा गया कि यदि भक्ति से रहित है तो भी उनकी सेवा करनी चाहिए, ये नहीं। स्मार्ट पुस्तकों में ऐसा हो सकता है किंतु भक्ति की पुस्तकों में ऐसा नहीं। बंसीनाथ के श्रवण से हिरण्या आत्महारा होकर, आत्महारा माने अपने आत्मा को भी खोकर के कृष्ण लेकर के बंसी में चले गए, होकर के बंसीधारी के तरफ में जहां से वेणु ध्वनि आ रही है उधर में दौड़ती हैं, अग्रसर होती है। वनमाला गुंजा इत्यादि निर्मित विचित्र वन्य वेश को देख करके हमारे प्रियतम जो कृष्ण हैं उनको देखती हैं, वो हमारे कृष्ण होकर के हम नहीं देख सकती और ये देख सकती। उनके पति भी उस समय रहते हैं, इनको फुर्सत नहीं है कि अपने पति को देखे ये क्या हमारे पीछे आ रहे हैं, कैसे आ रहे हैं, नहीं। किंतु वो भी कृष्ण सार, इसलिए कृष्ण को ही सार बना रखा है, उनके जीवन के भी कृष्ण सार है। यद्यपि ऐसा प्रेम उनमें नहीं है जैसा इन हरिणियों में है। यद्यपि ये मूढ़ जाति के हैं, तिर्यक, तिर्यक माने क्या, यही पशु पशु थावर जंगम
कृमि की
कृमि की
मनुष्य
इसको सुन करके सचमुच में मूड हो रही है। यदि असल मूड हो रही, मूड माने क्या, विवेक सब खत्म, क्या हमारा पति करेगा, समाज क्या करेगा, संसार वाले क्या कहेंगे, ये सब भूल जाते हैं। जैसे श्रीमद् भागवत में बतलाया गया, एते एता
परम
तनुभित वो नहीं नहीं ये नहीं एक अप, हाँ एवं प्रत्यस्य प्रिय नाम के जाता नुरागो दुर्दुप्त उच्च। जाता अनुराग माने क्या, जात अनुराग हो गया है, अनुराग जात उनसे उत्पन्न हुआ है। ऐसे जो लोग हैं वे लोग जाता अनुराग हो जित चित्त उच्च, उनका चित्त द्रवित हो जाता है।
लोग लज्जा कुल कलकानी इत्यादि सब कुछ को छोड़ करके वे हमारा कीर्तन और श्रवण और नित्य गीत इत्यादि राधे राधे गोविंद
जय जय श्री राधे।